Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan and the mayor, Bryan Andrew Nelson, on the road but traveling and on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Good. Covered a lot of information last night, certainly having to do with planning and zoning. Let's get started about that because you basically have talked about planning and zoning and then looking at the residential conservation ordinance. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, we've seen a lot of, not just in Bryan College Station, concern about the concept. You know, people are calling them stealth dorms. I'm not sure how stealthy they are, but, you know, whether you call them ag shacks, stealth dorms, just, you know, questions about how many people can live in a home. The regular single family allows four different last names to be in that home. The conservation district limits it to two. We've got more than 40 neighborhoods in Bryan who are designated for only two. And so you could argue that the process has worked for those neighborhoods that want to define themselves, they can. And, you know, we look very serious at that, as we said last night, for what the neighborhood associations say they want to do. There's a question about whether the two-thirds required for petition to change that conservation district, you know, from four down to two in with a conservation district, whether that's too onerous. I mean, I believe in freedom. Anytime we define or really limit people's freedoms, we often require a supermajority. I think that's appropriate. You don't want that to be done on a whim. But, you know, we want to look and make sure 66% is not so onerous that when a clear supermajority wants something, that's not prohibiting them from doing it. So we just want them to take a quick look at that. We also want them to look at other things just related to that and take, you know, the last time we had this, I don't think ag shacks or stealth dorms were really on our radar. So we just want to look at it, and we're going to have P&Z do their job and come back and give us some recommendations. Staff will look at that and give recommendations to P&Z, and we'll see where that goes. But just trying to be responsive to our community.
Likewise, last night you seated a panel, and we had that in our newscast as we were reporting this morning. This is all with the idea that there might be something on the ballot in November. When are you going to charge this committee, and when are you going to ask them to be able to come back to you with something?
Well, time is a little bit short. I think we've got a good-sized committee of seven people. That group is enough to do the city's business without being so cumbersome that it'll take forever. So, yeah, we're going to form up that. I should be giving them their charge in the next couple weeks, and in the next week, hopefully a week or two, and they can hopefully get their job done, in the next 6 weeks. I mean, staff's been working on this. We were already doing this in a methodical and systematic way. The fact that there's these 10 things that have been done kind of off on its own is, you know, it's good timing to throw those things in there so that we can be careful whether they were or not.
Andrew Nelson joining us this morning. You also talked to TxDOT about some grants having to do with sidewalks and bike lanes, mostly towards schools. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, these are grants. We want to increase mobility in Bryan, the usability, the aesthetics, being able to give people the option to drive, walk, bike is good. There's matching funds, so it's smart money for the city, just kind of like we did out on Boonville Road where we put in, I don't know, $1 million or $2 and TxDOT put in 10 to 15. I mean, there's a couple that we have on the CIP related to that, so I'm being given a range because there's two or three that we've either done or I'm wanting to do. This is a similar type deal where it's going to help us to get more people walking, get more people using bikes. It helps with traffic. It makes things more livable. And it's smart money because there's matching funds associated with it. I'll be talking to the superintendent. There's one that involves safe routes to school. And that's one where hopefully BISD will be interested in putting that together with us. We've got a final decision on that submission, I think, on this coming Friday or a week from it, one of those others. So we'll be talking with her, but we've got at least three, possibly four, that we can submit.
Each city council meeting, the city manager gives a report to council about different projects. Give us an overview of what Keene Register had to say to you last night.
Well, there is a lot going on from
from that. I'm on the road, so I'm going to have to use my memory a little bit.
Okay.
But we certainly had some cemetery work. Our cemetery expansion project was out there. Work on fire station number two continues. We're trying to keep up at that St. Joseph Hospital area project. We've made progress on there. It has slowed a little bit, but we're continuing on that. We are also working with TxDOT on South College. We've got sidewalks and lighting that we're putting in from Villa Maria to, it's Hensel, pretty much connecting that area into College Station, if you will, which is great. So there's a whole lot going on. We're going to be starting soon on the corner of Carter Creek and Villa Maria, the construction of the traffic signal replacement project. And,
lots of stuff.
That's just the start.
Andrew Nelson joining us this morning on the road. This is the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to you since the RVP petition drive fell short of their signatures. What direction do they take from here?
Well, I don't think there's any change at all, frankly. I mean, that work, that was the biggest petition in the history of Brazos County. Clearly, a validation that this is a great concern for citizens of Brazos County. But we already, I think, as a community and RVP, made our position clear that we were excited about this A&M Memorandum of Understanding that has been signed with Blinn. We're hoping that Peaks and the things going out at Relis can result in fantastic facilities and curriculum and do all the things that that announcement hopes to do. And so we said we're going to wait and see and give that a chance to be successful. Submission of this petition was a requirement because there was a deadline. How the signatures that were certified only got down to that number, who knows? I'll just say who knows on that one. Certainly there were a whole lot more submitted, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I think the point I think it would have been an insult to the nearly 10,000 that were certified to just throw them in the trash. And so I think that needed to be done, but it doesn't change the direction. We're hopeful that A&M and Blinn can put together and serve the needs of this community, despite the fact that we don't have any real legal way to assure that'll happen. We're hopeful that it will.
Finally today, Dr. Walt Magnuson made a presentation to College Station City Council. I know he's going to talk to your group as well about bringing 5G research to Bryan College Station. What does that mean? How important is that to this area in your view?
But to win that grant, there's going to be four locations in the country that are selected. I think it will be enormous for our community. Bryan and College Station could then attract the types of high-tech businesses that want to be prepared for that. It could have an enormous benefit for us. It wouldn't be for use. The 5G wouldn't be for use for local citizens during that time, but the footprint and the disruption to us is minimal. It's basically... Now, for Bryan and College Station, putting up a few light things that look like light poles where you have an antenna. And into your plumber and letting them do some testing while we carry on our lives.
It certainly would, as you say, would bring the companies that we would like to see grow in Bryan College Station. Anything else that we didn't cover today that you'd like to mention?
Well, that's okay. Just please... keep our police and firefighters and our military in your prayers. Thank you for all you do, Scott.
All right, safe travels. Talk to you soon, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.